You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 192. You have the power. Thank you for tuning in. Today we have a message from Spirit that is meant to remind you of your ability to transform reality. You have the power to create whatever you desire. We need to be reminded of this more than ever. We have spoken about your ability to create a lot. But it seems that at the times when it's most important to remember this, people forget. Maybe not all of you, but many of you, because it's always at a time of crisis that people forget how powerful they really are. They get all caught up in the drama of what's going on, and they allow fear to set in. And you know, as soon as you go into fear, your logical brain shuts down. At that point, you have forgotten your power. This is why we are tested once we learn something new. The universe actually tests us on our knowledge. For years, many of you have been learning about your ability to create your reality. And so when the test comes, it comes to see if you remember what you have learned. But most people get test anxiety. As soon as you are given the test, you forget everything that you've learned. Your mind just goes blank. Now just think about that. What happens? Your heart begins to pound and you break out in a cold sweat. That's the power of fear, and it can erase everything you thought you knew in a second. That's because the logical brain shuts down and you go straight into fight or flight, your reptilian brain, which is very interesting. So when you find yourself in a situation like that, you have to do what? You have to stop what you're doing and center yourself. You close your eyes and begin to meditate. You get centered and grounded. Then your memory pops back in and the test starts to make sense. But this is where you are at this time, having to remember everything that you've learned up to this point. You're being tested, but you've prepared for this. And now you must trust your knowing of how to successfully navigate through this. You have to trust that you already know what to do and that you have the power to overcome any challenge. As a collective, we must reclaim our power over our own lives because we have given our power away far too long. People give their power away to doctors because they lack the knowledge of how to care for themselves. People give their power away to governments because they think those elected are smarter than they are, and therefore they will make better decisions for the collective. The problem is, giving your power away can go very wrong. If the people you have given your power away to are corrupt, greedy, or selfish, not to mention evil, then they will not make decisions that are in your best interest. All of their decisions will have an ulterior motive, and they will be decisions that are in their best interest. Slowly but surely, you will find yourself in a worse condition over time by giving your power away. This can happen in any kind of partnership because in reality, it's your responsibility to make sure that you are looking out for you. You need to know what's going on in order to know if you are being manipulated. You cannot trust someone completely with your life because you have a responsibility to yourself. You know, I don't share a lot of my spiritual experiences with you because some people just aren't ready for that sort of thing. Some are new to metaphysical teachings and experiences, so I like to keep my messages simple and not complicate things. But at some point, things do get a bit more complicated, and that's all part of the natural growth process. At some point, we have to grow up physically as well as spiritually. We can't remain as a child forever. Our immaturity on any level, physically, mentally, spiritually, has an effect on our understanding of reality. Immaturity begins to work against us because we are not becoming conscious creators, because we are not taking responsibility for our lives. Remaining unconscious or asleep is the way that we are taken advantage of. When someone is not conscious of the bigger picture, of a larger reality, then they are what we call asleep. They are living an unconscious life, just as babies are unaware, and so is the collective on a spiritual level. You have to ask yourself, how easy is it for you to take something from a baby? It's very easy. Why? Because they are not aware enough to fight back. This is why humanity finds itself in this predicament. It's because spiritually, people are not waking up. They are not becoming conscious. So something like this has to happen to shake the masses from their sleep. And when you begin to look around, you start to notice that something is very wrong and things are getting out of hand. This shaking has helped to wake up many people at this time, and you may even be one of them. Now, I'm going to share an experience I had last year in the summer of 2019. Spirit takes me places, and those places are very real. And what I've come to know is that they are alternate realities. These are very real places that exist in other dimensions of time, space. And I've been traveling to alternate realities for a very long time. And this happens while I'm asleep. I'm very aware that I'm no longer in my body. It's not a dream. It's very real. It feels just like this reality feels. But there is a knowing that I am seeing something that is happening elsewhere for a reason. I'm being shown it. Well, Spirit had me to visit this place that was a control society where you had to get permission to leave your house and even to drive a car. Just because you had a car and a license didn't mean you had authorization to drive. Everything you did in that society was authorized and monitored. When you left your home, people were watching you. There were people stationed on each and every corner, raised up on high cement platforms, and they would watch every move you made. If you were in a group of people walking down the street, then you had to hold hands. Whoever you were with had to hold hands so that they would know who was all together. You also had to act very happy when you were in the public. You had to smile and act very cheerful, because if you didn't, they would stop you and ask you what was wrong. And this was very dangerous. So everyone walks around acting very happy. It's just spooky. When I first visited this place, I was very uncomfortable when I returned to my body. It took me a few days to shake it off. The feeling I got from going there was hard to shake. It freaked me out because I knew it was a real place, and I kept asking Spirit, why did they take me there? But all they said to me was that I needed to see it. Then a couple months later, I visited that place again. I think they were trying to give me time to integrate that experience because I never really stopped thinking about it. This time I was driving down the road in the very same minivan that I was in last time, and I was picking up one of my friends. She was not authorized to drive, so I had to go and get her. They limit the number of cars that can be on the road because they can track your movements easier that way. The roads were all one-way streets because this way they could see where people were going. Oddly enough, I've always had a dislike for one-way streets, and this made me wonder if this could be why. A part of my consciousness knows about this other reality. Anyway, I picked my friend up and she started to tell me that she got another exception. And basically, that meant that she had left her home without authorization and she was in trouble. The thing is, in that society, too many exceptions meant that you could be put to death. And as she told me this, I woke up. I was shaken again and even more nervous than before because this was all too real. And I knew that they were showing me something very important. I then began to pray and ask Spirit to show me what all of this was about. And so they did. They told me that this place that I had traveled to on more than one occasion was very real and that some people in this reality were trying to bring that dimension here. And they said that I was being shown this so I could help stop it. I had to tell others about it and begin to work on raising the vibration of the planet to prevent this from happening. They want to manifest a control society here, so we have to stop it. And so, of course, as soon as we were told to stay home, I knew that something very nefarious was going on. I felt it in my bones. I knew that we were not being told the complete truth. And I also knew that this was the beginning of what Spirit showed me last year. And this was how they were trying to implement this control. I also knew that we couldn't just sit back and allow this to happen. What I want to say to you is Spirit has been teaching us about our power to transform our lives and the reality around us for years, for a reason. Not just to manifest a new car or house or whatever, money, but for a much more profound reason. Many of us have been working on our spiritual powers through meditation for many years now, and we have seen many changes in our lives because of it. But now is the big test for all of us. We must stop this dark force from taking over our planet. We cannot allow this to happen, but it takes all of us to get on the same page. As I talked to Spirit about what they had shown me, I was told that we have the power to prevent this from happening. But people must know the plan of the dark side. People need to know before they can stand up against it. Ignorance is not your friend, even though ignorance may be bliss. Your ignorance will get you killed. If you know something is dangerous, then you can do something about it to protect yourself and your family. But if you remain ignorant, then you don't have a clue of what is really going on. You must learn about the plan in order to change the direction of reality consciously. We have to become conscious. We have to become conscious creators and intend for the world to move into higher vibrations, intend for a better world to be born. You must do this, each and every one of you. We have been learning that everything is energy and it all has vibration and frequency. Everything is energy taking shape. So in order to change the world around you, you must go back to the vibration that manifested it. You must begin to think differently because the way you've been thinking is what has created what you are experiencing. You have the power to change reality because you have the power to change your thoughts. Stop giving your power away to others because a control society is manifested from a consciousness that has relinquished control. Now it's time to take your power back and to declare your sovereignty. Stop giving control to others. Stand in your power. You must do this mentally. Then you will see the outer reality change. And we really have created a mess by giving too much of our power away to others. You must speak out loud. You can do it in your home. You can make a video. You can create a podcast. But you must speak out loud that you do not consent to the plans of the dark rulers and that you are now taking your power back. Then stand in that power and move into your heart. Move into your knowing. You have prepared for this moment and you know exactly what to do. Shake off the fear and stand up for what you believe in. Stop being afraid to speak your truth. This is how evil people take over the world, because good people stand by and do nothing. Don't drop your guard, because the devil is still on the planet and they don't sleep. We have to be vigilant in regaining our freedoms and standing up for what we believe in. We have to regain the freedoms that have been slowly stripped from us. It's time to focus on creating the world that we really want to live in. We must do it from a place of love, love for self and love for humanity. Don't go back to the lives that you hate. Take more control over your life. Study, meditate, pray, and begin to tap into your inner light. Use the power of love and light to create the life that you truly want to live. Stop settling for less. Stop settling for a life that doesn't fulfill you just for a check. Start following your heart. Follow after joy and create more peace in your life by doing more of the things that bring you joy and things that you love. Trust yourself and begin to create the reality of your dreams, not the one of your nightmares. You have the power. Until our next show, be loved, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.